arguably the greatest writing that has ever been produced on Our Lady on American soil is that by perhaps the greatest of theologians that we've ever produced, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And he wrote a work entitled The World's First Love, all about Our Blessed Mother Mary. And there's a section in there in which he speaks about the Assumption. And I share with you just three of his thoughts. First, he uses an analogy. He says this: if the distant moon moves all the surging tides on the earth, that the force of the moon, the pull that it has, touches every ocean in the world, then the love of Mary for Jesus and the love of Jesus for Mary should result in such an ecstasy as to lift her out of this world. He says the force of love is the greatest force of nature. And if the love of Jesus for Mary and Mary for Jesus is the most perfect love, and the end of love is union, it would produce the greatest union. He's saying, how could it not be that the union between Jesus and Mary would be perfect for all eternity? That it wouldn't just be of soul, but also of body. So that when Our Lady's life came to an end, he immediately brought her forth into heaven. Secondly, he says this, and I think the sisters will like this in a particular way. What is the title of the sisters' religious community? The full title. They are Dominican sisters, but they are Dominican sisters of Mary under a specific title. Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said this. He said, we've all heard that man is what he eats. That we all eat food and we're all going to die. But our Lord said there is a food. If we eat of it, we will live forever. That if we eat his body and his blood, we have eternal life. We shall not die. He says, if Mary is the mother of the Eucharist, it must be that not only will she not die, but that her body would never decompose in death. She's not just one who consumes the Eucharist. She is the source of the Eucharist. And it's only fitting that the mother of the Eucharist, and she's the mother of the Eucharist eternally. I've shared before that St. Ignatius of Loyola, one time coming into Mass, he said he started to invoke the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit poured forth such grace on him that all throughout the Mass, he could not only feel but see Our Blessed Mother. And as he was confecting the Eucharist, Our Lady was standing right beside him. And he heard her ask the Heavenly Father, Lord, she merited the grace that she merited on the cross, at the cross, that the Eucharist would become her Son's body and blood because she is the mother of her Son eternally. That Jesus would not take flesh on the altar except in and through her. The mother of the Eucharist would be with him eternally in heaven, not only soul but body. Lastly, thirdly, he said this: Our Lady's Assumption is a prelude and a sign to the role that she would have forever. We heard in the first reading that the woman cried aloud in pain as she gave birth to her son. We know that that was not Our Lady giving birth to Jesus in Bethlehem because she experienced no physical pain, because that physical pain and labor was a result of original sin, and she was not touched by any stain of original sin. So when she wails aloud giving birth to a child, that is the birth of the church. That's the birth of every single one of us, that when she was at the foot of the cross, she shared perfectly in her son's death, that she suffered everything he suffered spiritually, so that she really merited to become every single one of our mothers, that she suffered for every single one of us uniquely. And if any mother worthy of the title mother, if she always is a mother. My mom, whenever something goes wrong, whenever she hears that somebody said something bad about me, she immediately calls, oh, I can't believe they would say that. Don't they know how good you are? And she's my mother always. Not just in giving birth. Our Lady is our mother eternally, and she suffered for every single one of us. And so from heaven, she looks upon us and takes care of us constantly, every single detail of our lives. That she is the mediatrix, the intercessor for all of us, as Jesus came forth through her, the fullness of grace entered the world through her. The fullness of grace will ever be bestowed upon the world in and through her from heaven. She's with her son not only spiritually, but even physically. Her body is always that source of grace. We ask Our Lady on this day that we will turn to her as never before and come to know her as that mediatrix of all grace, that we might one day share in that union not only of soul, but also of body eternally.